This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Jesse Ventura got cut off. We're talking to John. Maybe we have time to go to Dion and Eric before he goes. We got 5 minutes in this segment. Then I will break down the latest on Jay Helm after Governor Ventura leaves us. Governor, you were making a great point. It's in the defense budget since 2007 and subsequent ones to get rid of posse comitatus. It's in the Army Times. I mean, they're admitting there's already been a takeover. So we're not saying this is an imminent takeover. They've already gotten rid of posse comitatus. Elaborate on that.
Well, John McCain and Carl Levin, the Democrat from Michigan in the Senate, put an amendment to the defense bill, which, of course, nobody can vote against the defense bill or you're anti-American, right?
That's right.
So, we all know that. And so they put this amendment on that allows the U.S. military to operate freely inside of our country, which has never been allowed before. And so that went through that defense bill. So anything that's happening now is not surprising to me. I remember I went to the local CBS affiliate. I walked in there as the former governor and said, "Why aren't you reporting on this amendment?" The reporter took it all down, looked at me and said, "Well, it'll go upstairs. We'll see if it gets on." And it never did. Mainstream media didn't say a word about that amendment that McCain sure. Levin did that turned loose the American military inside our country.
And Jay Helm, is this simple? They take a big drill that's very mysterious that they say we'll be simulating illegal things, we'll be in plain clothes in 10 states. We go, "Wow, this is all part of the militarization of police." Eisenhower warned, and they go, "Alex Jones says they're going to kill locals." And they just keep saying that without showing me saying it. So then when they don't kill people, they go, "See, it's okay to have military on the streets. It turned out okay." That's the PSYOP.
Well, it's not okay to have military on our streets. That's supposed to be police and civilian. The military is the military, and they should not be operating inside the confines of our country. I think that's far more dangerous than building a wall between us and Mexico.
Absolutely. Well, Jesse, I know you're not really a technical...
You know what? Maybe that's why they're building the wall, Alex, so we can't get out.
That's what Ron Paul said.
Anybody ever think about that? Think about that for a moment, people. Do they want this wall down there so you can't escape?
Actually, they're changing with capital and currency controls and making it where you can't get your money out of the U.S. right now. That's actually admitted.
I don't know about anything about that, but all I know is people should always remember a wall works both ways.
No, I know, but I'm saying I agree with you.
It keeps people in.
I agree with you. That's actually what they're going to use it for.
You know?
All right, well, let's get a final comment from John in Alabama. John,
sure.
you just heard his take on it. You're saying your dad's seeing a lot of military operations around the country. Go ahead.
And he actually did picture the other day of one of these vehicles in a Poe dump close to where I grew up. I mean, there's not even 1,000 people in this town where he took the picture of this vehicle. But the real reason I called, I'm probably about to be on my way out of this town. I'm currently living in Ozark, Alabama, close to Fort Rooker, the aviation base, the main aviation school of the state, as far as I know. And, you know, I see a lot of military personnel every day. I've been noticing lately there are military personnel walking around with no name tags, no identification, branch of service. And 2 nights ago, I was in the Walmart, and they can call me crazy. They can call me a conspiracy theorist, whatever. I mean, you've got a man on the other line, you know, Mr. Ventura. I mean, you're a great man. I watch the show, but people have called you a crazy, outlandish conspiracy theorist.
No, he's got to go. I'm going to come back, and you can tell us what you saw in Walmart. But bottom line, yes, they are taking the name tags off. There's weird operations going on everywhere. They're getting ready for something big. And, Jesse, do you think it's financial, or is it war with Russia, or what is it? What does your gut tell you?
I don't know, Alex. You know, it's on so many fronts today, and it's coming at us from different angles and everything. You really don't know which really one it will be. You know, is it the lockdown of America, the you know, putting us all in our houses now, and we can only go out when we're told to go out because for fear that terrorists are going to get us and that ISIS is ready to invade us, which I find completely laughable.
Yeah, that's it. Well said. Thank you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the
edge. So I have five different news articles. The New York Times, Salon, Top Secret Writers, and others. Coming out and misrepresenting what we're saying, in some cases, completely. Salon says that Alex Jones' anti-PC rants could get gay people murdered and then show no example of me saying anything. The New York Times, in an article titled, As Jade Helm 15 Exercises Begin, Texans Keep Watch. And it says that I believe that it's a plan to exterminate and kill militias. And then don't link to it. And then this article is one of the biggest fabrications I've ever seen. You talk about preying on your audience. You talk about manipulating your audience. The New York Times says, with a big photo on the front of their article, warning, the door you are about to break down is loaded for your, and then it's got an image of an assault rifle. and implies people are just waiting to kill troops, and then goes and quotes us saying the military's coming to exterminate you. And then don't link. I mean, how do you read the New York Times and then there's no quote? They don't even put it in quotes. They just say Alex Jones and InfoWars believe that it's a plan to exterminate the militias, and then don't show where I say it. I mean, if you're at InfoWars.com, there'd be multiple links where they say it. I mean, if we say Louis Farrakhan has come out and said something, we show it. Or if we say Rush Limbaugh said something, we show it. But again, it's like Rachel Maddow and those shows going, Alex Jones is deeply racist. Alex Jones is behind the Boston bombing, and then they don't show it. And the new talking point, we've heard it locally, every day, and then I'm told it's going on in every major city, there is a talking point to say, I used to like Alex Jones, but you know, he wants cops dead. Yeah. Or I used to like Alex Jones, but he's glad the kids died at Sandy Hook. Stuff like that. And then you find out, you discover it is a literal hit piece. And they have this new one. Alex Jones Marine Toys for Tots clip prove he's a moron. And then it goes on to say that I say the real criminals and the enemy is the Marines. The clip is accompanied by a voiceover by Alex Jones talking about it's his right to film the real criminals. So they say it's me in some other city talking about how Toys for Tots is a psyop, and it's a bald-headed guy who looks like he's 55, and he doesn't even really say that. He says, I support the military, but this is a psyop to get kids, you know, involved. I mean, obviously it is. And then you go, there's not even a voiceover. It's not even me. And this is what I deal with on a daily basis now. And if you go back 2 years ago, the headline was, Pentagon promises to stop lying because of Drudge. And it's a 45-minute long speech by the Undersecretary of Defense. And they've got this huge auditorium full of PSYOP people, civilian and enlisted and in brass. And they go, we promise to stop lying now. We're going to engage in every city and town with military, working with your newspaper, your website, and your news to make sure the truth gets out. And everybody looks totally freaked out with their head in their hand because they've done this in Iraq. This is a rollout takeover. And when they say, because of Drudge and other alternative media, we can't lie anymore. And then, like, people that aren't part of the PSYOP, enlisted, non-commissioned officers get up and start going, you mean I don't have to lie anymore because I don't like lying? And they're like, oh, thank you, ma'am. You're done speaking. Thank you. Because it's some of the most powerful video ever, if you know what you're seeing. They're rolling out the domestic takeover and the PSYOP, which they just legalized last year by an act of Congress, saying you can now engage in lying domestically. That was even in the Washington Post. CIA propaganda now legalized. And that's what it is. That's why they want to overturn the courts and say they can lie about people and just get on the news and say Alex Jones is a pedophile. Let me tell you, when they get up there and say I'm behind the Boston bombing, I mean, do you want me to play that clip again? Or I'm, quote, deeply racist and don't play a clip. Or I want gay people to be killed? Anyone that listens to this show knows that is a complete lie. And then I've decried folks going out and attacking people for their sexual preference. But it doesn't matter because maybe 80% of the public in this country doesn't know who I am. In some pockets, it's like 60-70% do. But still, even if the people know who I am, it's kind of like, oh, he really said that? Here's what's happened. They've been caught lying, so they've tripled and quadrupled and quintupled and infinitied down with lies. And so now, as I told you, I said, when Jade Helm starts the 15th, you are going to see them everywhere say the laughable nut Alex has been discredited. Jade Helm was not martial law. Nothing happened. When we never said it was going to do that, it was further conditioning. And they will just sit there and assault their audience with fraud. While they get away with taking hundreds of thousands, 280 plus thousand troops have died in the last decade not getting treatment. That's leaked VA documents. And here's the good news. There are people inside the VA leaking the truth. Here's the bad news. They're trying to arrest whoever leaked it now. See, in the past, you'd get a medal for leaking information when Tosh Plumlee did it in the 70s and the 80s if you exposed criminal activity. Or it's 238. I inverted the number. I flipped it. 238,000 U.S. veterans died waiting for health care, leaked document. And that's just what the VA says. And it's on purpose. They aren't going to give you health care. And it's operable stuff. Oh, you got skin cancer? 97% operable if we cut it off? Come back in 6 months. Oh, Joe Biggs, you got blown up in two armored vehicles. So your esophagus is burned by the smoke and the fire, and you cough up blood everywhere. We're not going to fix it. Here's some pills. I don't want pills. Hey, my leg got blown up, and my knee's out again, and you didn't do the surgery on my foot right, where his foot got blown up. And they just go, we're not giving you surgery. Now get out of here. That's what they tell them. Oh, but if you're illegal, you get the surgery, or you get to have your baby for free. And we're not against these people, but why is it free for them and not for the vets who earned it? Because the vets are already here, and they're done with you. They want new people because we aborted 50-plus million of our kids, so we do need new people here, so Social Security doesn't collapse. But they're not even doing that. They're already raided Social Security. I mean, these are facts. Now, John in Alabama, finish your point. You said you were, you said you're there in Alabama outside the airbase, and there's just troops suddenly with name tags off everywhere. Yeah, that's what's happening. That's part of Jade Helm that is in Alabama. They expanded it to Alabama. It was 7 states. It's now 10. And it's just, I mean, I see it myself. I couldn't wreck and get video of it, but I was in San Marcos yesterday doing an investigation that we're working on, and I saw a black MRAP driving the other side of the road, and then I saw Homeland Security people in blue uniforms walking out of a gas station when I was getting gas, and they knew who I was, by the way, and saw me and kind of did like this and got in their vehicle. I'm not kidding. I mean, as soon as I looked over the gas thing and these people were getting their car, it was two older guys with short beards. They just went, oh, God, that's Alex Jones. We are just overrun with DHS. So tell us what you saw in Walmart.
Okay, I've always been the type of guy, mind my own business, until all this stuff started happening.
I get it. You're just a regular guy. What did you see?
It affects me as an American citizen. And, I was raised on patriotic beliefs to stand for and uphold the Constitution because all the men in my family were in the military. And I'm in Walmart the other night down here. It was real close to 1 o'clock in the morning if it wasn't 1 o'clock in the morning because I'm not.
Okay, fine. What'd you see?
I'm walking through there, and I see these two guys in black suits, and they've got other guys around them. They're talking to a Walmart manager. And I walk past, and, people can tell me I'm crazy, full of crap, whatever. Like, I tried to take a picture, and they took my phone. They had UN badges on their lapels, the little globe with the leaves. The same thing on their flag was on their lapels. They had ID badges to Fort Rooker, UN personnel. Like, they are here in America, man. They don't want anybody to know. As soon as I tried to take a picture of the guy, I was tackled to the ground by what I'm assuming is his bodyguards, arrested by the city police, and my phone was taken, and they still haven't got it back.
All right. Okay, if this is true, and I believe you, look out. We're going to jump on an airplane right now. I want you to put you on hold. I want you to scan whatever email, the arrest, the paperwork, and we will send reporters up there because, that is just outrageous. And, sir, there are UN troops all over the place. They have Russian troops, and I heard about this years before it was confirmed, training to take on domestic groups. It's all part of secret treaties. And the treaties are breaking up right now. But, yes, they have Russian troops training at secret bases in Denver and Colorado Springs, and this even came out in the Denver Post, they admitted it's secret, to take on domestic groups. So it's a global government. It's State Department Memorandum 7277, Freedom from War. It's global government after the global crash. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your contact info right now.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here, back live. More of your calls coming up. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us as well. The economic meltdown happening worldwide and on Donald Trump. He knows him well. But John in Alabama, I'm not saying I disbelieve him. I mean, he sounds like a real person, but he also sounds really freaked out, which would be normal, but then he's not that clear. When were you, just answer my questions very simply, because this is a big deal if it's true. When were you tackled by whom? John, from Alabama, when were you tackled and by who? Harmon, did you put him back on? He's back in. Can you hear me, John? Okay, well, you got his number. Call him back at home. He probably hung up and the line's dead. Yeah, he dropped. See, I'm right. He dropped off. Call him back. But it's paying attention to stuff like this that's important. I've had the military take footage from me in San Antonio at gunpoint. So I know this goes on. Delta Force going around buying everybody off. So I know this stuff goes on. I know there's UN officers all over. Our military is under the UN treaties. I know they're involved in domestic psyops saying I hate the Marines and that they're the enemy. I better watch it. They'll edit that together. But people know they're lying. And that I want to kill gay people, and that Jade Helm is imminent martial law, and they're going to kill everybody. They'll probably take that and edit it and put it on CNN, because this is an enemy force, people. And they've got to keep the public in the dark. They've got to keep the public ignorant about this. Operation Jade Helm, why conspiracy theorists fear the U.S. is invading Texas. See, we're not saying they're invading Texas. But they can find anybody, probably their operatives online, saying that it's an imminent takeover and then project it onto us when the takeover's already happened. So, see, we have an incremental takeover happening. How do you discredit people that are trying to stop that? You lie and say that they say it's imminent so that when it's not all happening at once or complete, then it legitimizes whatever else happens after. They have us crying wolf. They cry wolf for us, so that people don't listen and see what's already happened. It's a false flag crying wolf. Jade Helm is a false flag crying wolf operation. They go on to say what the conspiracy theorists believe. Then they quote me. This is just a cover for deploying the military on the streets, said Jones. I've hardly ever heard of something joint like this unless they're planning an invasion. And that's true in context, but not out of context. I'm talking about for overseas operations. Because I went on, I remember this when we first talked about it with Joe Biggs. I went on to say, so this is a conditioning operation. Fears have also been stoked by a public letter allegedly written by Texas Ranger to the Common Sense Show. The letter has been shared widely and is treated with huge respect by conspiracy theorists. And they show no evidence of that. So they're betting a lot on this, and I meant to give this to the guys. In fact, I told them this morning, and I need to give it to them. It's in the David Jones. My dad screenshotted it for me in the text. Give it to Buckley. This is going to happen right now. This is newsworthy. The Democrats are using Jade Helm lies to raise money. And my parents are on some Democrat mailing list because my mom gave money to an environmental group to save the springs. They don't save the springs. They steal private property and then build mansions on it later. But she admits that she was wrong. It's like 25 years ago. So that's how they're on the Democratic Party mailing list. So I guess that's a good thing, you know, that we get all this intel. And it's screenshotted in there. And then it just goes on from there. I mean, I'm in hundreds of news articles a day the last 2 days, just lying about what I stand for, lying about what's going on. And this is so, again, anybody questioning militarization of police, the military on the streets of America. Remember, the end of posse comitatus would never come. There'd never be troops. Now they admit they're domestically prepared to, quote, take on the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans. They leave the border wide open, and then we say, see, we told you something big's coming, and then they freak out about it. John in Alabama is back. John, we're going to break here. When were you arrested? Okay, I get
again.
Holy hell. John, when were you arrested?
Wednesday morning around 1 a.m.
Okay, and you say you don't know what they charge you with, or did they not charge you?
They just took me to the city jail in handcuffs. They kept me there for about 2 hours and then kicked me loose, said that they were cutting me loose on a recognizance bond to come back and get the paperwork that I would need for court and everything, and it would tell me what I was charged with. Now, I'm not a criminal, but I have been arrested a few times.
Sir, I'm sorry I was short with you. We had some phone problems and you'd hung up. You sound credible to me. Okay, so you've given us your number. I want you to get us your paperwork. I got Corsi coming up, but I want to call you back in overdrive. This is important.
And the GCN.
I want to flesh this out. So thank you, John. Sorry if I sound angry.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jerome Corsi joins us. Then I'll go into overdrive and take some more phone calls and finish John's amazing report from Alabama, if he can hold with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72. He's currently a senior staff reporter at WorldNet Daily. He's a three or four time number one New York Times bestseller. He's an expert in political violence and terrorism and advised the State Department and other agencies in secret operations. In 1981, he received a top-secret clearance from the Agency for International Development, where he assisted in providing anti-terrorism training to embassy personnel. For 25 years, Dr. Corsi developed working with banks throughout the United States and around the world to develop financial service marketing company to assist banks in establishing broker loan deal insurance subsidiaries, provide financial planning products and services to their retail customers. He's a noted financial services speaker and writer. In fact, that's what he's better known for by the general public than somebody fighting the New World Order. And so we're going to stop right there. JeromeCorsi.com, WND.com. No stranger to this show. He's probably been on 40 times in the last 10 years. So I want to cover the waterfront with him in the 25 minutes we have left now. I want to get into his take on Donald Trump, knowing him, talking to him a lot. Is he for real, or is he a Democratic Party operative like George Will said? Well, I mean, you know, John Boehner's a Democratic Party shill for as far as I'm concerned. Then more importantly, world financial meltdown. How serious is it with Greece and China and the rest of it? Separately, I never said Jade Helm, everybody knows this, who listens to this show, was imminent martial law. I said it's part of the militarization, the in-deposit comitatus that everybody's talked about. They have hundreds of articles. They're back. They haven't done this in a few weeks. Hundreds of articles a day saying that I want to kill gay people with no proof. The New York Times that I believe it's an imminent plan to murder Texans, and they show no link. They just say a plan to eradicate the public. Just a whole bunch of other craziness that I want to kill police. And then, I mean, they're really assassinating my character right now at a level I've never seen. All of this is actionable for defamation, libel, slander. The problem is I can't sue them all. So it's a court of public opinion. Defend me, pray for me, get the word out. But this is them getting rid of the propaganda ban for the Pentagon and CIA domestically. This is what they do. This is hardcore. Our government's been seized by criminals. They're using the powerful organs of propaganda against me, against Rand Paul, and against others. And it is unprecedented. And I see it happening to Donald Trump and want to defend him because what he's saying is true, and he's being misconstrued and taken out of context. But I know he was for the assault weapons ban. He supported Hillary and Dr. Corsi years ago. Talks to Trump a lot and had his concerns. So he joins us now to cover the waterfront from WND.com. Doctor, thanks for taking time out.
Hi, Alex. It's always a great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. So you've got the floor. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, I mean, let's follow up on Donald Trump and your comments on Donald Trump. I mean, first of all, I think Donald Trump is, this time, I think is for real, much more than before. And I don't even think that's the real question. The real question is that Donald Trump has moved the debate of the presidential election onto a ground that is, one, telling the truth and saying things directly, not worrying about being politically correct. That's drawing Donald Trump a very big audience. And secondly, on immigration, he's put the immigration topic on the front burner. And he's really ignited the topic, such that even Hispanics can say, look, we're not for a round of illegals that are criminals. We are not invading the country to take it over with criminals and undesirable people. I think that this is the proper time to call the Obama administration for failure to enforce immigration laws. And Donald Trump is on that agenda. He's doing a good job, and I support his efforts. I think he's really leading the debate, and I'd say quit worrying about if he's going to stay in the debate or where it's going to go. The fact is he's doing a good job right now, and he's probably likely to continue that as long as he's winning support and gaining attention, and I don't see any end to this.
Well, I sure hope he's for real because he's really smart. He's charismatic. I think he'd make a great president if he won't come after our guns, if he'll really cut taxes. Because let's face it, you couldn't hold this country back if they just cut taxes. The system wants a Cloward and Piven. They don't want us to become wealthy. They want to control us. They want us poor. So, yeah, anybody could fix America if they went back to our basics. But in your gut, do you think he's going to step down later and let Jeb Bush slide in and beat a Rand Paul or somebody else?
Well, I mean, he's got a Ross Perot factor going right now. And if Ross Perot had stayed in the race, we may never have had Bill Clinton as president. And I think this time around, Trump seized the opportunity. Trump could actually emerge victorious this year. I think that's in 2016. I think it'll be a great surprise. I think he's going to be in the GOP debates. He's going to set the agenda. And my guess is Trump is not going to want to pull out. He's going to want to stick it through this time. And I'm certainly hoping and pulling that he does. In the immediate, the change that he's registering in the presidential campaign is extremely positive because it's putting on the agenda questions that those of us who have opposed this new world order, this entire loss of America, which, Alex, I've joined you in fighting against. This is something Donald Trump is championing, and I want to see him continue. But let's move on to, if there's so many topics to talk about, you've laid out a good agenda. I mean, Iran. I mean, I cannot believe how fast the Obama administration, I predicted when I wrote Atomic Iran in 2005 that John Kerry would be the one who would actually negotiate a way to give Iran nuclear weapons. And here, 10 years later, published that book in 2005, John Kerry has pulled the same Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton that was done with North Korea and saying, why don't we give them, you know, enriched uranium and let them have a nuclear industry on the promise that they won't make.
By the way, I got to interrupt. How on earth, when he was nowhere near the position he is now, or Secretary of State, how did you predict that he'd be the man 10 years later to do this?
It was an instinct. I mean, I knew he was, when I wrote the book, he had just lost the presidential campaign. And I wanted to make it clear, you know, that it was John Kerry who was pushing this agenda that we ought to trust Iran the way we were trusting North Korea.
And it was your book that's credited as shooting him down.
Yeah, well, it was The Unfit for Command, which I co-authored with John O'Neill, was the book that destroyed Kerry's presidential opportunity in 2004. And by 2005, I was on Kerry because I knew he was going to, Kerry was being paid and by the Iranian government through this Hassan Namazi, who's now in federal prison. He was I always believed Hassan Namazi was an agent of the mullahs, and he was here supporting Hillary Clinton, supporting John Kerry. He's in federal prison for violating bank lending laws. He was a criminal to begin with. And I pointed this out when I wrote Atomic Iran. I just figured John Kerry got paid to make sure that Iran would get nuclear weapons.
So you're saying John Kerry's really a foreign operative?
I'm saying John Kerry, from the time he ran for president, was happy to accept Iranian money through Hassan Namazi, and he knew that his mission was to allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. I'm saying, I've said that about John Kerry since 2005.
Well, it's clear they're letting him get them, but from my military sources, special forces people pretty high up, even 6-7 years ago, I'm on record saying the Saudis secretly have some nukes and that Iran already has nukes. They just want to be able to have this nuclear program to then come out and claim later they made them themselves. What's your intel?
Iran wants to be able to make its own weapons, so it doesn't just have one. No, it doesn't just have one or two. Iran wants the world.
So hold on. Your sources confirmed then, or you think there's validity that they have a couple weapons?
Oh, they could easily, anytime they want to. I mean, they've been able to do that for years. But they want to be able to have more than one when they actually use it so that they can have a threat to retaliate against other countries that are going to retaliate against them. Iran is planning a nuclear war. What Obama has just put into place with this agreement is the certainty now that we will have a nuclear war in the Middle East. It's only a matter of time. And the Iranians will wait until they have enough weapons to be able to retaliate against anyone who counters them for dropping a dozen nukes on Israel. It only takes one or two nukes to destroy Israel.
And we have a, quote, Iranian obsession, but also a Saudi obsession with Iran. Don't these two groups, Shiite, Sunni, hate each other even more than the West?
I've been writing, and if you take a look at a book I wrote called, you know, Israel Can't Wait. Israel and Saudi Arabia have been working together, including on military exercises, I think for at least the last 5 years, planning a strike on Iran. I think Israel realized, I certainly told the top government in 2008, 2009, I was over there when Obama gave his speech in Cairo, I was delivering the message to top leaders in the Israeli government that Obama was going to turn on Israel and abandon Israel.
I remember you said that on this show, and I just didn't believe you. I got to say this. You have been probably the most accurate person, other than like a Ron Paul, that we've ever had. I mean, you really know your stuff. I'm not kissing your butt. It's just true. It's almost like you got a crystal ball.
Well, it's, you know, God has given me the ability to kind of look at things and be able to assess them. I sometimes feel like the books that I write, it takes 10 years for them to happen. And then they happen. America for Sale is also going to happen. That's another book. So I'm saying an agreement between Iran, between Israel and Saudi Arabia against Iran is a certainty. And when Israel attacks Iran, which I think it almost inevitably will do, it will be with the assistance of Saudi Arabia, with the Obama administration, if it's still in power, actively opposing Israel. And the Jews in America who have any allegiance left to Israel better realize that Obama is an enemy of Israel.
Well, that's my next question. 6 years into this strategy to overthrow Gaddafi, overthrow Egypt, overthrow Syria, overthrow allies or neutral groups, to then put in Saudi Arabian-backed head choppers, like, that's Twilight Zone. I know our government's got corruption and problems, but, you know, Obama's cousins and people and funding the Muslim Brotherhood, this is an insane strategy.
Well, Obama has been Muslim Brotherhood from the beginning, and Hillary Clinton has Huma Abedin, who is her, I'm convinced, lover and her top associate for years, and the two of them have been Muslim Brotherhood. Hillary and Obama have been the greatest gun runners in American history, and they are secretly and have been secretly, going back to when Chris Stevens was first sent into Benghazi, it's been Hillary and Obama running guns to the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militia and into Syria, all in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood, because these groups have Muslim Brotherhood origins. And, you know, this is what I said was the cause of Chris Stevens' death. He was trying to take the weapons back. They were looking for the...
Well, that's my next question, and Colonel Schaefer said it within a couple of weeks of it. I've had Tosh Plumlee, CIA whistleblower. Right. They've all confirmed it. Why would the Clintons send in Stevens if they had to whack him to cover up the weapons transfer?
Well, first, see, the initial idea was that Stevens was going to go in and provide these covert guns, which, by the way, they're now prosecuting Mark Turi for, the DO, Department of Justice, setting up Mark Turi. I'll be writing about that probably next week. But Mark Turi is innocent. The Clintons have framed him, and they prosecuted him with the cooperation of Obama and Loretta Lynch in the Department of Justice to be the fall guy in a scheme that was really Hillary's scheme, running guns through Chris Stevens. And then after Gaddafi fell, which was, you know, a destabilizing move in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood, was an insane move, because remember, Gaddafi had been funding Reverend Wright and Louis Farrakhan when Obama was a politician in Chicago. Obama was benefiting from Gaddafi through Farrakhan and Reverend Wright. Obama turned on Gaddafi because Obama wanted to destabilize Gaddafi in order to put the Muslim Brotherhood in. Now, the guns that were being run were getting out of control, and they lost a bunch of these man pads, and Hillary began worrying going to have airlines taken down by weapons that could be traced back to Gaddafi and ultimately to her and to Obama. They're trying to have Chris Stevens in September when the 9/11 event occurred, the attack on Benghazi. Chris Stevens was trying to work with Turkey to get these weapons found.
So they ordered him basically taken out, stood down, had the Benghazi security force that they had paid, who were a bunch of Al-Qaeda people, come in and slaughter him.
Well, and Stevens was expendable at this point. And in their strategy, if Stevens had been captured, and I'm convinced Stevens was alive when he was found in that compound, that he could have been exchanged for the blind sheik. And that was another one of the plans that Obama had in the works, that Stevens would be set up, attacked, captured, and to have a prisoner exchange for him. In the meantime...
But the radicals got mad when two Navy SEALs from down the street came in and wiped a bunch of them out, so they flipped out and killed everybody.
Well, and also they got mad because Stevens was trying to take the guns away. He was trying to find the man pad. You know, terrorists are fine if you want to give them weapons. Once they're taking their weapons away, they get a little bit mad. And they decided it was time to whack Stevens because they didn't like him going out to find the man pads and get them back.
Sure, because whoever got those, they said, we can sell these off for 10 times the money or use them and hold the entire West hostage, blackmailing Hillary that she gave us these.
Precisely, and that's what the Obama administration has been trying to hide with Benghazi from the beginning. They're still trying to hide it. They won't let you see Hillary's emails. They won't you realize that Hillary set Mark Turley up to be the fall guy in a gun-running stream through a cutter. You know, Judge Napolitano wrote an article and said the same thing I'm saying right here. I had the pictures. We published at WND the photographs of the weapons that were seized in that Qatari, the two boats from Qatari, trying to bring European-made weapons into Libya that had been arranged by Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's one of the biggest gun runners in the world.
Do you think she can get away with all this?
No, ultimately I don't. I think Hillary Clintons are going to face a major defeat within the next few months, and their foundation may actually be closed.
Very exciting to see these criminals fall. Plus, you and I both know they're after us. Just the sooner they're politically destroyed, the better. This is serious business. I want to come back and get into the economic situation worldwide with one of the chief writers at WND.com, Dr. Jerome Corsi.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tell you what's so important about InfoWars.com and this syndicated radio broadcast/TV. We make it safe for the other cowards in libertarian and conservative and just pro-survival, pro-sanity media, we make it safe for them to cover this stuff later. And we've moved conservative libertarian radio so far towards reality, away from their neocon, fake conservative behavior, it's amazing. And the guests we have on, like Dr. Corsi and so many others, that just have been proven to be incredibly accurate, is a godsend. That's why it's vital to tell friends and family about the broadcast. It's why it's vital to buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. You are funding the reporters, the websites, the crews. All of this cost a lot of money to run. I couldn't do this in New York City or L.A. Texas is more inexpensive. I mean, this type of operation in New York City would cost, I don't even want to tell you how much it would cost. The point is, we have got the meter running. We have high-quality products at very competitive prices. We're the place to shop. We're the place to support. We don't take your money at gunpoint like the government and give it to MSNBC as stimulus money. We're here saying we got quality products. We promote freedom. We're fearless. Please support us. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping in the month of July. We are running out of some of our very best supplements, Super Male Vitality and the Survival Shield Nation 99X2. Prostaguard is back in. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm done ranting. We're going to go into some overdrive and talk to John Alabama, who I apologize, got cut off by the break, and a few others. But Dr. Corsi, you've got 3-4 minutes to finish up. You're an expert on the economy. That's why I wanted to get you on, but more has happened since then. Please come back soon on that. But how serious is what's happening in the world economy?
Well, I think you've got two things going on. One is that Greece is absolutely in free fall, and this agreement is really Greece's loss of sovereignty. It's a German bank takeover of Greece. Greece is going to have to sell major assets. The German banks are going to move in and own Greece. This is going to be worse than the Nazi occupation as far as the Greeks are concerned, and it won't last long. You're going to see riots in the streets of Greece. You're going to see panic once the Greek population realizes the controls they're under. Greece is going to go bankrupt again. The European Union and the Germans are not going to keep sending a socialist country like Greece more money so that, you know, people who are not working can get free food. Germany's not going to do it for long, and this is going to collapse. This is the beginning of the collapse of the euro. It's the beginning of the end of the dream of the European unity and entity. It won't work. This is a draconian, banker-driven central bank solution to a problem created by the central bankers to take over a country, and it's not going to work. The Greek people are going to be reduced to poverty, they're going to be suicides, they're going to be looking for food in the streets. I mean, this is a disaster of major proportions. Second major crisis is that the Chinese stock market is suffering 1929-like losses, and it's going to continue because that's a stock market again built by debt. These debt mountains built up around the world are going to come collapsing down. The central bankers are going to try to keep the zombie economies going by more zombie loans. They're going to try to keep prop Greece up. They're going to try to prop the stock market up in China. They're both going to collapse, and it will be the beginning of a major worldwide recession.
When do you think that's going to happen?
Happening right now. Happening even as we're speaking.
So you think this fall and winter will be spectacular?
I think by October, the U.S. stock market could crash.
Unbelievable. Dr. Corsi, WND.com, thank you so much. Amazing. Get him back on as soon as possible for a whole 30 minutes on the economy. Overdrive coming up.
Visit WNDLive.com.
Incredible time to be alive. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're
They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.